Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back on the morning shift. And a reminder, if you guys hadn't heard the promo plan, I will be at Buffalo's in Hiram on Monday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock, for a little bit of Monday Night Football pre-gaming. Still trying to talk Bo Namath over here and coming with me up to his neck of the woods up in Hiram.
I told you.
Is it Windy Bagwell Parkway? Bagwell Parkway, I think, is the name of the road up there.
It's also called 278.
278, okay. County Road 278.
It's a state road.
State Road 278.
I'll go with you, but under one condition. You have to meet me in Town Center.
All right. Speaking of Town Center, we'll start there. How about this one? Fair or foul? I don't know if you guys have ever had this. I don't know if Bo has. I just asked Tiffany. Portillo's. Portillo's has announced this week. It's a huge Midwest chain known for Italian beef and a couple of other things. Portillo's has announced they will open their first Georgia location, Town Center in Kennesaw. Fair or foul, Portillo's? Fair or foul?
I'll say fair. Always, I had it in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I'm not slandering
Portillo's. I think that's
Portillo's,
where they're based out of originally.
But yeah, I feel like some things belong to where they are.
Right. You don't need In-N-Out here in Buckhead.
I don't need In-N-Out here.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I hate In-N-Out. I don't hate Portillo's.
Okay.
Saying, like, Portillo's, when I think of Portillo's, I think of Chicago.
Yeah, same.
That's what I feel. I don't think of...
It's like Lou Malnati's pizza.
You know?
Yeah.
Also
but
good.
I am for them bringing their flavors and the meat, as Bo would say, to the South.
Yeah.
Maybe there's already locations Southern somewhere else, but it's one of those things.
I think they're expanding rapidly right now.
I've had Portillo's before in one of my visits to Chicago. It's fair. However, I was talking with a buddy of mine who is a native in Philadelphian.
Okay.
And he was like, we were talking about this. And he goes, yeah, my only problem is it's not going to be the same. Because he was excited for Portillo's. And he was like, but it's not going to be the same. He goes, unless they buy the machine. Because it's all about anybody in that New York area and that upper northeastern area would tell you the water is different up there for their bread. Right? And that's like the pizza and the dough and everything. And he's like, he goes, the buns for the Italian beef is not going to be the same. He goes, there's a machine apparently, this is what I'm being told, so don't shoot the messenger. I don't know a lot about this, but I was told there is a machine that can replicate the water that the Northeast comes, but it's like a $50,000 machine. But if you're going to pay to put a Portillo's in, you might as well
$50,000 machine to change the water.
It's like having Chick-fil-A somewhere else. Like, I had Chick-fil-A in California. Now, I think it did taste better because they didn't allow some of the ingredients, but like having Chick-fil-A like in New York or something. It doesn't slap the same.
I have a hard time believing that made it taste better, that they don't allow some ingredients.
No, I think they do.
No,
I think there is.
All right.
I'm going to look
at it. All right, how about this one? Let's pivot really quick. Timothy Chalamet is the game day guest picker. Timothy Chalamet will be entertaining on College Game Day on Saturday. Fair or foul? Timothy
Chalamet. It is fair, and I hope he raps. Have you not seen Little Timmy.
I'll be honest. I don't know who he is, I saw it and I saw some of the reaction and I was like, I don't know much. I know he's an actor, so but I don't know much about his work.
He has done a lot of. Actually, he's doing Bob Dylan in the latest.
Okay, yeah, that's what Dylan just said.
So he's a very good actor.
Okay.
And he also happens to be dating which one of the Jenners, Kylie. Jenner.
Okay.
They're together.
She's not
which
ugly.
Everyone was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy here because not usually in her wheelhouse of guys. But anyway, I think it is fair. And if you haven't seen him rapping on stage at a talent contest in high school,
oh gosh,
it is hilarious. I think he called himself Little Timmy or something. I got to remember. Timmy Tim. But it will surprise you.
Okay.
And
all
you
right.
might actually really like him.
Fair enough. What do you think? Timothy Chalamet will be entertaining Saturday. Well, or tomorrow, I guess. Not Saturday. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't care. And I'm okay. I can take it or leave it. But
I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's a knock on him. It's just some game day guest speakers aren't entertaining.
I don't know if he
like Paul Skeens was not entertaining.
You guys, like, being the sports dudes that you are, I don't know if, like, you didn't know who he was, right? I know of him through pop culture and some
Which
movies.
that's why they brought him on. They want people, to get younger. They want to look younger on College Game.
I think Tiff's point is actually phenomenal because I think there's a really good chance everything that she said is 100% right.
Right.
I don't know a lot about him, so it does nothing for me. I'm kind of over the guest picker anyways. It's just kind of gotten stale for me.
My whole thing was...
I'd rather hear Nick Saban talk than some random
with
dude.
With the size of the fan bases from Texas and Georgia, you would think that with all the celebrities that both those fan bases have, like you would think there would be somebody... Cause, I mean, like when I was in the SEC Championship game, distinctly remember, I watched it. Chipper Jones picks Florida. I'm like, okay, cool. Don't
Fair,
blame me.
But this is like the Taylor Swift effect.
Right,
That's
exactly.
That's what I think they're hoping happens.
They're trying to draw
a bunch of tweens... Tune in tomorrow.
All right, speaking of that game, how about this one? Arch Manning has 6 or more rushing attempts. We just talked earlier about Arch Manning maybe having a role in this game. You have to have a mobile quarterback. You have to move the spot. Arch Manning, 6 or more rushing attempts against Georgia tomorrow.
I think it's fair.
Okay.
I think that it needs to be a part of the game plan. We talked about it earlier. Tiff had some good points on it as well. And I just think I come back to, you know, you've seen how they have – running quarterbacks, I should say, they have really hurt Georgia, and I don't know why you can't build a package like. And I know it was different team and different game, but how Georgia Tech had against Miami, in some ways,
I say fair as well. And a lot of the points that we made earlier, if Georgia has struggled with running quarterbacks this year, then I do not doubt for a second the. I don't know if I should call him a mastermind, but the brilliant mind that is Steve Sarkisian and running
point.
An offense is definitely going to have some wrinkles in that game plan and some design runs for an Arch Manning steps in the game.
I love it. All right, how about this one? Let's go over to the Big Ten real quick. Because they have been in the Big Ten for so long, the Big Ten championship game means more to Penn State than it does Oregon. The Big Ten championship means more to Penn State after what they've dealt with than it does Oregon. Tiff, we'll start with you.
I disagree, right? Why am I blanking out? I work for the network that provides this matchup. Oregon, this is the first year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I wanted to jump to 2. No, I think it definitely, would it mean more to Franklin and his job? Probably.
Yes.
But I think overall, being the newcomer to a league, just like
walk
when
you're
for
trap,
Texas,
take over your trap.
You walk in here and you make a statement. They've been perfect on the season, and then to cap it off by winning the Big Ten championship in their inaugural year, it definitely is more important to send that message to your opponents and everybody else in the country.
What do you think,
it's foul. I agree with everything she said, but I'm going to give you another side of it. She started to touch on it. Remember when Clemsoning was a thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, James Franklin has got his own version going at Penn State.
Yeah.
And they cannot beat they can't win a big game to save their lives.
Yeah.
It's every year it's 2 lost Penn before the expansion it was 2 lost Penn State. Who were their losses to every freaking year?
Michigan
and Ohio State.
Right.
He needs to show he can win a big game in conference or at all extremely badly.
Yeah.
This is his moment.
Okay. All right, how about this one? I was looking at the Buffalo's location that Bo and I are. I'm trying to get Bo to come to him and pick him up on the way, going to Hiram Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. I was looking at this location on Google Maps. First video that pops up, karaoke. Karaoke, fair or foul? Karaoke, fair or foul?
It's always fair.
Always fair. Are you a participant or just a viewer?
There's no way she sings.
I have
no
done
way.
Karaoke before in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
How long ago was that?
15
I don't remember. Like, I don't know. We're not going to get into numbers here. Okay?
But would it be fair for you today? Would you go in there and pick up a mic?
Yes, I would do karaoke. Well,
we need to take Tiff with us then,
too. I would absolutely do karaoke. Unfortunately, it's past my bedtime.
All right, let me get it. What do you think, Bo?
I think it's fair to watch. I don't really participate. So.
All right, how about this one? Destination Christmas light viewing. Are you going to go find Christmas? Are you going to drive to Lake Lanier or to Dixie Speedway or to, you know, some of the other churches or houses to find the Christmas lights? Destination Christmas light viewing.
If it was my choice, it would be foul. Amy and I have taken her niece and nephew here and there a few times in the past recently. So I will do it if it's what the wife wants to do, but I'm just not seeking out Christmas lights. Mm. I mean, they all look the same.
Well, I make my own decisions, and I will not be seeking out Christmas lights. But if I did, I would probably go for what's convenient, and what I know about would be the botanical gardens, right?
Perfect, yeah.
So, and I think I actually have gone to them one year, like a decade ago when I was,
It's pretty cool.
So it's pretty cool.
The baseball park, I think it's Hobgood, near where we live.
Sure.
They have a thing where all the baseball fields are up. Also, the Life College has got a pretty good thing, too.
They do,
I've had to go to both. I've went to both those.
There's a church over near Smyrna that's got a good little walkthrough show as well. All right, last one. How about this one? Kirk does a jersey exchange on Sunday, and it's with Harrison Smith. I have no background info in this. Just seems like a likely candidate. Jersey exchange with Harrison Smith.
Foul. It's going to be with Justin Jefferson.
Mm, that would be actually really cool. What do you think, Tiff?
Ooh. I'll go Harrison Smith.
Yeah, right?
How it just long seems has he like been? He's
13
been there forever,
years. 13
right?
years.
I say yes. There's probably always a healthy respect for your leader on defense, one of your leaders on defense, and the quarterback.
There you go. So. Well, thanks for playing, guys. That's fair foul.
There's no winner?
No, that's not how fair foul works.
I haven't been here in so long.
I didn't
long
get
on
to
Friday,
the Kirk Cousins throws a touchdown pass for this weekend.
Oh, what's that? Dylan said that, again, there's no winner, but had there been a winner, I would have won. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate that.
That's weird because
what
he's not the judge
here
for fair
on Friday
foul.